Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposes 6 new initiatives at G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, focusing on healthcare, critical minerals, and tackling drug terror nexus. Prime Minister to attend India-Brazil-South Africa leaders meeting today on sidelines of the G20 summit. India announces new trilateral partnership with Australia and Canada to enhance cooperation in emerging technologies. Officials from Britain, France, Germany to meet US and Ukrainian counterparts in Switzerland today to discuss President Trump's peace plan. UN climate summit in Brazil ends with agreement, urging more funds for countries hit by climate change. An Indian shuttler, Lakshya Sen, to take on Yushi Tanaka of Japan in men's singles finals of Australian Open badminton in Sydney. Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposed 6 new initiatives aimed at global development on the opening day of G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, yesterday. These include the setting up of a global traditional knowledge repository, Africa Skills Multiplier Program, Global Healthcare Response Team, Initiative on Countering the Drug Terror Nexus, Open Satellite Data Partnership, and a Critical Minerals Circularity Initiative. Addressing the 2 sessions on the opening day of the summit, Mr. Modi said, these initiatives elaborate India's approach to growth, development, and well-being for all. Speaking during the 1st session on inclusive and sustainable economic growth, the Prime Minister said the G20 Global Traditional Knowledge Repository will harness collective wisdom of humanity for the benefit of future generations. The Africa Skills Multiplier Program will aim to establish a pool of 1 million certified trainers for skilling the youth in Africa. Mr. Modi also proposed the setting up of a G20 Global Healthcare Response Team, which will comprise healthcare experts from each of the G20 countries and could be deployed to deal with global health challenges in any part of the world. He also suggested a G20 initiative on countering the drug terror nexus to overcome the challenge of drug trafficking and break the drug terror economy. Speaking during the 2nd session on a resilient world, Prime Minister Modi proposed the creation of Critical Mineral Circularity Initiative, which will foster recycling, urban mining, second life battery projects, and related innovations. The G20 Leaders Summit will conclude at Johannesburg in South Africa today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 3rd session of the summit, themed A Fair and Just Future for All, Critical Minerals, Decent Work, and Artificial Intelligence. Mr. Modi reached Johannesburg on Friday on a 3-day visit to South Africa to participate in the G20 summit hosted on African soil for the first time. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will join his counterparts and make an intervention during the 3rd session of the G20 summit today. Before the session, Prime Minister Modi will attend the India-Brazil-South Africa IBSA leaders meeting. IBSA is a unilateral forum bringing together 3 major democracies and emerging economies from Asia, South America and Africa. India, Brazil and South Africa share common developmental priorities and are pluralistic, multicultural, multi-ethnic, multilingual and multi-religious society. On the sidelines of the summit today, Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Take, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Later in the evening, Prime Minister will depart for New Delhi. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Johannesburg.
Meanwhile, briefing media last night, Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sudhakar Dalela, who also oversees G20 affairs, said that G20 has delivered a strong message on 4 key priorities identified by the South African presidency.
The G20 this year has delivered a strong message on four key priorities that were identified by the South African presidency, which included strengthening disaster resilience and response, taking action to ensure debt sustainability for low-income countries, harnessing critical minerals for sustainable economic growth, and mobilizing finance for just energy transition. There was a focus on the issues and priorities of Africa, which are reflected in the G20 South Africa Summit Leaders Declaration, which was adopted by the members who were gathered at the summit.
India, Australia and Canada have announced a new trilateral framework, the Australia-Canada-India Technology and Innovation ACITI Partnership, to enhance cooperation in critical and emerging technologies. The announcement came following a meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg yesterday. This is Akashwani giving you the world's news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. President Donald Trump has said that the USP's plan to end the Russia-Ukraine war is not his final offer to Kiev, after a coalition of Ukraine's Western supporters warned the draft required significant revisions. Speaking to reporters outside the White House yesterday, the US president said he's pushing Ukraine to accept the plan by 27th of this month. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has cautioned that the country is facing one of the most difficult moments in its history amid US pressure to accept a plan widely viewed in Kiev as favorable to Moscow. On the other hand, Russian President Vladimir Putin has said the plan could serve as the basis for a settlement. Meanwhile, senior security officials from the US, Britain, France, Germany and Ukraine are due to meet at Geneva in Switzerland today. World leaders have agreed to a deal at the United Nations Climate Conference COP30 in Brazil that seeks to address the crisis, but the agreement does not include any mention of phasing out the fossil fuels driving climate change. The text was approved after negotiations stretched through the night yesterday, well beyond the expected close of the two-week COP30 summit in the Brazilian city of Belém amid deep divisions over the fossil fuel phase-out. The agreement pledges to review climate-related trade barriers and calls on developed nations to at least triple the money given to developing countries to help them withstand extreme weather events. The 56th edition of International Film Festival in India, IFFI, moves into its fourth day today, showcasing a vibrant mix of cinema, talent and global participation. Akashwani News, with its exclusive on-ground coverage, brings you the latest updates. Here is a detailed report.
IFFI 2025 has a special award, the ICFT UNESCO Gandhi Medal. Instituted in collaboration with the International Council for Film, Television and Audiovisual Communication and UNESCO, the award honors outstanding cinema that promotes ideals of Mahatma Gandhi, namely tolerance, inclusivity and social harmony, inspiring ethical reflection and unity. This year, Anupam Kher's Tanvi the Great is among the films competing for the prestigious honor. The film's protagonist is Tanvi Raina, a young autistic woman whose world is guided by kindness and music.
It was a joy to be part of this film, and that's why I did not want to take an established actress, because I wanted people to believe autistic or amazing actress, and we wanted to create another actress for industry.
The jury is chaired by eminent personalities from world cinema, reinforcing the global stature of this meaningful award segment. With Nikhil and Adarsh, this is Sara Mujtaba from Goa.
In badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen will face 26th-ranked Yushi Tanaka of Japan in the summit clash today. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposes six new initiatives at G20 Leader Summit in Johannesburg, focusing on healthcare, critical minerals and tackling drug terror nexus. Prime Minister to attend India-Brazil-South Africa Leaders Meeting today on sidelines of G20 Summit. India announces new trilateral partnership with Australia and Canada to enhance cooperation in emerging technologies. UN Climate Summit in Brazil ends with agreement, urging more funds for countries hit by climate change. And that is the end of this news bulletin.